So we'll continue today with the sugya that we began, and we'll focus our attention on the Ramban, who has his own presentation of the sugya, very different than Rashi, in his Melchamas Hashem, which is on Daf Vav Amud Beis in Dape Arif, in the back of Masechta Brachos. We'll try to, in a sense, focus on those parts of the Ramban that are most important. So if you take a look at the wide lines, about midway through that first of the wide lines, the Ramban writes the following. V'kach hi hatzo'ah shel Shmuel. This is the accurate presentation of this sugya. Pshita. Hecha did nokat kosa de chamra biyode v'kosova de shichrahu. He's holding on to wine, and he thinks it's Sheikhar. Ubarich baruch atah shakol liya bidvaro. So of course, since he thought it was dear, he recited the bracha that was appropriate for that. Shakol niya bidvaro. And then, when he realized that in truth what he has in his hand is wine, he recited Bore Priya Gofen. So he's got like the best of both worlds. He starts with Shahakol Nia Bidvaro and he finishes with Bore Priya Gofen. Lufisha Hirgish Miyad Shekos Shal Yayinhu. Since he understood that he has in his hand the Kos Shal Yayin, so he switched to his bracha at the end, and he completed his bracha appropriately with Borei Pri Hagafen. So in such a case, Yotza, right? Yotza. And the Ramban explains, Bein Denezel Basar Psicha, Bein Basar Chsima. Ramban basically says, Mimanavshach. Whether or not you fall back on the Shakol Nia Bidvaro or on the Bor Priya Gofen, either way, you are Yotze for this Kos of Yayin. Bein the nasal Basar Psicha, Bein Basar Chesima. Shafilu Siyim B'deshichra, even had he recited Shakol Nia Bidvaro without correcting himself in Bor Priya Gofen, Nami Yotze. He would still be Yotze because, as we said, Bori Shakol Nia Bidvaro is appropriate for all foodstuffs. So that's the first case. Inami, second case. Nokat Kosa Deshikra Biyode. Now he's got a cup of beer in his hand. Uposach Uborich Bore Priya Gofen. That's not good. But then he adds, Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. He realizes that he made a mistake, and what he has in his hand is appropriate for a Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, and he corrected himself. Is Yotza. And here, in order to explain why he was Yotze, despite the fact that he began with Bore Priya Gofen, the Ramban introduces a concept that we're familiar with elsewhere in Halacha. Sherei chazar bo miyad toch kidei dibur. He immediately adds his shakol nia bidvaro without waiting, without pausing. V'siyem birchaso karoi. And he completed his bracha in the appropriate way. So now the Ramban says, okay, there's a halach of tochidei dibur, but isn't there a hefsek between the beginning of his bracha and the end of his bracha, which he ended in the right note with shakol nia bidvaro, but in the middle he wedges a hefsek of Bari Pri Agafen. He's not holding on to wine, he's not drinking wine. Says the Ramban, Umipnesha Hosif Ba, the addition, the, let's call it the inappropriate addition of Bari Pri Agafen, is not something that invalidates his bracha lo pasal. Ella, but rather what he's declaring is Sha'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Zev Zeh. God created Pri Agafen, God created everything else, in this case Shechar. Ella Pa'a. So that's the case that's okay. Now what's the case that's more complicated? The Gemara vacillates back and forth. Ella Pasach Akasa Deshikra Hidishikra. He started with a cup of beer, and he said, Shahakal Nia Bidvaro, Vita, and then at some point he thinks, wait a minute, maybe I made a mistake, and what I really have in my hand is wine, Vichazarbo, and he decided that he's not going to be happy with Shahakal Nia Bidvaro. It's a shame that he did that because everything was perfect. Vesiyim Bidachamra, my, here's where the Gemara vacillates. Basar ikar brachas linon, right? That nusach we have, except according to Rashi, ikar brach, if you recall, means shame of malchus. Here, ikar brach takes on a whole different meaning in the Ramban's frame of reference. Basar ikar brachas linon viyotza. The Gemara says, if you hold basar ikar brachas linon, maybe you're not yotze, but in the Ramban's gear, so it's yotze. Why? Shekvar hishlim berchaso kehalocha. He appropriately recited shahakol nia bidvara. V'chazora bitos shechazar v'siyem. And even though now, mistakenly, he decides to change his mind, he wants, in a sense, revoke or rescind his shakal niyavidvar, replace it with a bari pri hagofen. Shalokaroi. Lohavya chazora leposla. This would not constitute a valid chazora in order to undermine his bracha. That's the first side of the Gemara. And therefore, lo yotza. I'm sorry, yotza. Lo havya chazora leposla, and therefore yotza. And basar ikar brach azlina means the shakol niya bidvara that he started with. And even though he completed it with bar pri agafen, let's not relate to or give any significance to his chazara, because the chazara is not a chazara.
What about mafsik?
Duni, I'll come back to your question. I just want to finish to the get to the finish line. Odilma afilu bazu basar chasima azlinon velo yotza. What was the tzad in the Gemara to say that he's not yotze? That since we look at the bari pri agafen at the end, he's not yotze. Why? Because now he's replacing his shakol niya vidvaro with a bari pri agafen. And that undermines the validity of the bracha, because what does he have in his hand? He has a shakol niya vidvar in his hand. And if the chasima now replaces the previous part of his bracha, let's call it the psicha, then he has a borei pri agafen. And therefore lo yotza. Okay, Daniel, now I'm ready for your question. I just wanted to get the whole paragraph.
So we ignore the very Pyagofen tagged on by mistake. Is that not mafsik between the bracha and the drinking the shikha?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. I guess what we're saying is that if the Bari Pri Agafen is not considered a valid part of his bracha, then for some odd reason, we don't know why, it's not a hefsik. So we have to figure that out. So Rabbo said, let's go back to the basics now. Let's start, if we see if we can build up this Ramban from square one. The Ramban says the following. One case is pshita, and one case is not pshita. And that's what we have to really try to rack our brains and figure out why the first case is pshita, and the second is not. In the first case that's pshita, he had a borei priya gofen and then a shakal niya bidvaro. The shakal niya bidvaro, which follows the borei priya gofen, rectifies the bracha. It does constitute a chazara from his bracha, and therefore his bracha now becomes a shakal niya bidvaro. Forget about the issue of a hefsek for a moment. The Ramban is going to address that issue and why it's not a hefsek when he wedges his bar priya govin into a bracha of a shakal niya bidvaro. But be that as it may, the Ramban certainly assumes in the first side, and that's on the second of the wide lines, if you want to just reiterate it, he says that even though, let's see it again, he says, "Lefi shehirgish miyad shekol shel shikra b'deshikra v'tov v'chazar bo v'siyem b'dechamra." Just one second, I skipped a line. So Lufi Shehigish Miyad Shekoshal Yainhu Yotza Bain de Nazel Basar Psicha Bain Chasima. So this is very interesting, because if you emphasize or underline these words Bain Basar Chasima, what the Ramban seems to be saying here is that the Chasima itself is an Akira. In other words, he realizes that he made a mistake by reciting Bar Priya Gofen, and now he's replacing the Bar Priya Gofen with a Shakol Niya Bidvaro. Correct? Shakol, Shachrei Chazar Bo, the second wide line, Shachrei Chazar Bo Miyad Tokedei Dibur. V'siyem Birchaso Karoi. What principle? This is a rhetorical question, but I mean, what principle is the Ramban activating here in order to explain why the Shakal Niya Bidvaro at the end of his bracha validates his bracha? And the answer is, Toch Kedei Dibur. So the strange thing about the Ramban is that the Ramban doesn't seem to blink, he doesn't seem to hesitate about applying the principle of Toch Kedei Dibur within our context to rectify his bracha, and therefore to replace, as we said before, the Bar Priya Gofen with a Shakal Niya Bidvaro. But yet, when the Ramban goes on and he says, Ella, which is at the end of line, the end of line 2, he says, Ella, Pasach, Akosa, Deshichra, and then he says, "V'tav v'siyem b'dechamra." To go and shomar shakel niya bidvaro, and then he completes it with borei priya gofen. Now the Ramban wants to say, "No, forget about the chasima." And why? Because azlinan basar ikar abracha, and the ikar abracha was kil chasa, and now he wants to be chozer bo. And the Ramban says that chazor is not valid. Do you follow my question? In other words, Mimonavshach. If the Ramban accepts the principle of Tokedei Dibur, and Tokedei Dibur now gives me the ability to replace what I said just a few seconds ago, and that's why the Ramban holds that if he starts a Bar Priya Gofen, which is inappropriate, and now he pulls back by reciting Shakal Niya Bidvaro, that's valid, and now his bracha is valid. So Ramban accepts Toch Kedei Dibur as a chazara, and he doesn't blink about that. The Ramban has no doubts about that. So to the same extent that chazara should be meaningful to rectify and correct your bracha, why shouldn't chazara be meaningful to undermine your bracha? In other words, now that you've replaced the Shakal Niya Bidvaro with a Bari Priya HaGofen, that should invalidate your bracha. See, if the Ramban had said, well, you know what, I'm not sure whether Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami or not Kedibur Dami, or maybe in this context whether Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that I could accept. But the Ramban has already committed himself to maintain that Tolkien Edibur Kedibur Dami operates. So why should it operate to validate a bracha, and yet it doesn't operate to invalidate the bracha? Or might not operate to invalidate the bracha, but that's goof of the suffix of the Gemara.
In that last case, you've already said the correct thing, so...
I think you're very much on target, because the Ramban's language bears you out. He says on the third of the wide lines, Shekvar Hishlim Birchaso Kehalacha.
But Rabbi, like if you were giving Avis in front of a basted, I mean, and you went ahead and added three words, I mean, in Tokadei Dibor, and it's Makachish, somehow contradict. It would be a big deal. So we can't say it's like not a big deal.
Right. So let's take.
Isn't that the minah, the chavta in front of you is megala? What was? Isn't there a link to the chavta? In the first case, where you corrected yourself, Turkey de Dibor, right? The Greek in front of you proved that the technique should work. But in the second case, the sheikha in front of you, the government just has no link to the chavta.
I mean, I think, Daniel, you're emphasizing the words in the Ramban that, on the third line, he says, shekvar hishlim b'chasa kilch, and then he writes, v'chazar b'tos. So I think you're emphasizing those words and interpreting them that the cheft itself will determine whether or not the chazara is a chazara. Okay? It's very good. Could be. I'm going to go on a different approach because that's what I'm thinking today. So let's go back to the laws of Edus and let's see what is Tochid Edibur Kedibur Dami in Edus. So the sugi itself, if you want to make a note of it, is on Ksuvas on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. And there the Gemara wants to know the following. The Edim who are signed on a shtar have to be Mekayim their Edus. They have to validate and guarantee that this is their signature. That's called the Takon of Kiyum Shtaros. And in this case, the Edim said the following. Ksav Yadenu Hu Zeh. This indeed is our signature. Which at that moment in time, and if we freeze that moment in time, would indicate that the shtar is a valid shtar. They validated the shtar by testifying that there's no counterfeit. But then they continued, and they said, Aval anusim hayinu. But we were forced to sign the shtar. The Gemara goes through a whole discussion here. Why were they forced to sign the shtar? Was it because they were bribed, and then we get into the problem of, you know, the Mesa Matzma Russia, or they weren't bribed, but they were threatened at gunpoint, so to speak, to use a modern term, and therefore they were forced to sign the shtar. And guess what? What would be your guess? Are they believed or are they not believed? So the Gemara says they're believed, and Rashi explains because Toch Kedei Dibur. So Rashi operates with Toch Kedei Dibur. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he codifies this halacha, there are two different Rambams that you have to really see. One is early in Hilchos Edus.
Wait, say that again.
So again, they said, Ksav Yadenu, who's there? And then they wrote, Aval Anusim Hayinu.
And the Gemara says Rashi says that's okay?
The Gemara says they're believed, and the Gemara says, because there's no problem, they know the Mesa Matzma Rasha, because they were forced at gunpoint. And Rashi says that they added the end of their statement, meaning, Aval Anusim Hayinu, Toch Kedei Dibur, of Ksav Yadenu, who's there?
So
what is that? What does that mean?
What does that mean? That we accept the aids on the benefit. Forget the second one.
Right, right.
It's not relevant to the guest.
That's because there's halach in shtaros. That's what I wanted to show you here in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: when does an aid have the ability to? And we're going to see that the Rambam operates with two categories. Number one, he can add to his aids. That's category number one. And number two, he can retract his Edus. That's category number two. The Rambam says that's only before the Gemar Chakiras HaEdim. In other words, there's a process in which Edom come in. We're really getting off on a tangent today, but okay, just for a minute. There's a process by which Edom come in, they give their testimony, and then they're investigated. There's an investigation of their interrogation, I guess you'd call it. And when that process of interrogation is completed, then the Rambam says they can't do anything. They can't say we made a mistake. They can't say we were shogeg. They can't add anything. Ain't shomin lo. That's after Chakira Sa'edus Bebezdin. So far, so good. And therefore, the Rambam in Perek Chaf Mihilchas Eidus, we're really fast forwarding here, when the Rambam gets to the case of Shtaros, the Rambam says that only after the Kiyum Ashtar, when the Eidim testify that, Achen, we signed this, it's true that we signed the Shtar, there was no counterfeit, at that point, we activate the principle of Kenechkara, that the Eidus in the Shtar is considered Kenechkara, and they can no longer testify regarding this Eidus, neither to add anything, to qualify their Eidus, and certainly not to invalidate their Eidus. Now, when does the Kenechkara go into play? When does it have a full-fledged chalos of Kenechkara with regard to a shtar? Because keep in mind, Rebbe introduced a takana called Kiyum Shtaros, which means that when you produce a shtar in Bezdin, according to Halacha, it doesn't mean anything. Because we don't know if the signatures are authentic. How do we authenticate the shtar and the eidus and hachsum and the chesimus on the shtar? That's called what? Kiyum Shtaros. So the Rambam says that the halacha of eidus hanechkara bebezdin is only clinched after the kiyum hashtar. So in effect, once the eidim testify, ksav yadenu who's there, at that moment, the kiyum hashtar is complete. And if the Kiyum Ashtar is complete, the Eidus is Kenechkara. And to say now, well, we were forced at gunpoint to sign this Shtar, the testimony was given under compulsion, you know, it was forced upon us, that's already an Akira Sa'edus. They're undermining their Eidus, which they can't do once the Kenechkara is Chal. Says the Rambam, but if there was Toch Kedei Dibur, then Toch Kedei Dibur means that the Kenechkara somehow is suspended. We have to see how that works until after Toch Kedei Dibur. And the Eidim could now qualify their Eidus. And here I want to read to you the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says,
meaning that the Eidus would not accept.
And the Shtar is invalid. We accept the Eidim, and the Shtar is invalid. Because the Eidim are testifying that their signatures on the Shtar are worthless because they were signed under force. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Milchus Eidus that once Toch Kedei Dibur has passed already, that's called Kevon Shehigin Shuvei Nechozu Magid. The Rambam says Ein Ha'Eid Yochel LaHosif. He cannot add anything to his Eidus. Even a Tnai, he wants to say, let's say for example, that the sale was done on condition. He cannot do so. And certainly, he cannot be Mevatel his Eidus. Kol Shel Dovar, once the Eidus is complete, which means that Toch Kedei Dibur has passed, then is Eino Yochel Lahoid Kol Dover Sheyova B'Chol Hosafas Tnai Obitul Eidus. So the Rambam has two categories here. This is after Toch Kedei Dibur. And if Toch Kedei Dibur has passed, you know, we look at our watch, we go ding, 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 ding. It's after Toch Kedei Dibur. Then they cannot undermine their Eidus. They can't even add anything to their Eidus. The Rambam, therefore, by implication, is telling us that if it's within Toch Kedei Dibur, then the Eidim have rights to do what? Either to add something to their Eidus, that's called a Tosefes, or to even undermine and revoke their Eidus, that's called Akira or Chazor Me'edusam, and that's within Toch Kedei Dibur. The same halacha, by the way, applies in Masechet Bava Metzia with regard to Mekach U'Memkar. So for example, let's say I sell you a field, and even if I make the Kinyan, That's called Das Makne and Maisa Kinyan. Until Toch Kidei Dibur, I as the Makne can add a clause that's called Hosofa, or I can even back out of the deal to revoke the deal and undermine it. That's called Chazara. So just to summarize, we see in two areas of Halacha, and there may be others as well. We have to see how it works out in other areas of Halacha. But at least in these two areas of Halacha, Toch Kidei Dibur allows me, number one, to be Mosif, and number two, to be Chozer. And those two areas are, number one, Eidus, not in any particular order, Eidus and Mekach u'Memkar.
But in both of those cases, what you're adding is specifically relevant to the subjects in hand. Whereas in our case, where it's beer, and you said Shalkol Mi'Avir, and you suddenly add on these three random words, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with the bracha. So why is that
okay?
A similar case?
Okay, it could be what you say is very good, Mike. We're going to miss you. But let me just try to go step by step and see if we can integrate your approach into the Ramban. So again, the Ramban says the following: if you recited Bora Priya Gofen inappropriately, and then you want to rectify yourself by adding Shahakol Nia Bidvar, because lo behold, it's Shechar, it's not Chamra. The Ramban says clearly, without any doubts, that is valid, and the Ramban says with the following stipulation, the following qualification: because he added the Bori Priya Gofen Toch Kidei Dibur V'siyem Berchas Al Karoi. In other words, the Ramban is saying that if he enhances his bracha, or let's call it rectifies his bracha Toch Kidei Dibur, then that itself is valid. It sounds pretty clear to me, at least, that the Ramban is applying the halach of Toch Kidei Dibur Kidibur Dami that we saw in Hilchas Eidus, we saw it in Hilchas Mekach u'Memkar. He's applying the Dinei Bracha. And that leads me to the next part of the Ramban that we read. Namely, that in the case where he began with a Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, and now he figures out, wait a minute, it's Yayin, correct? Because again, these two objects look similar, so he could always make a mistake. And now he wants to change the bracha from a Shakal Nia Bidvara to a Bori Priya Gofen. And here, the Ramban is not sure about it. In the second side, he says, Afilu Bizu, meaning just like we said earlier, that Basar Chasima is lean on, and therefore he could rectify his bracha, his mistaken Bar Priya Gof with a shakal, if it's Toch Kidei Dibur, here too, but in the opposite direction, to undermine his bracha and invalidate his bracha, Basar Chasima is lean on. In other words, in the second side, in the Gemara, which is the Ramban second side, we are willing to apply the principle of Toch Kidei Dibur consistently, and even though it's lekilkul habracha, not letikun habracha, nevertheless, he has the right, Toch Kidei Dibur, to do a chazara, and through this chazara, to undermine his bracha. That's the second side in the Gemara, the second side in the Ramban. That's called Basar Chasima Azlina. And the Ramban was willing to accept Basar Chasima Azlina in the case where he rectifies, but yet when the case of Kilkul comes into play, here the Ramban is not sure about it. And the Ramban says that maybe, perhaps, his Chazara is not a Chazara. And if his Chazara is not a Chazara, then his Akira is not an Akira, and the bracha stands, as it were, before he added his Chazara, as Shakol Nia Bidvara. And therefore, Basar Ikra Bracha Basar Psicha Zlinon, and not Basar Chasim. Good. So let's see if we can analyze why the Ramban thinks that perhaps chazara only works in the reisha, in the first case. I'm sorry, tokedei dibur of chazara works in the first case, litikun, but not tokedei dibur for a kilkul abroch. That's what I want to think with you together. Now, let's add the other piece to the Ramban. The Ramban says, okay, even if I grant you that Chazorah Toch Kedei Dibur operates in the case where he inappropriately started with Bar Priya Gofen and then he fixes it up by saying Shakol, he says, but wait a minute, isn't the Bar Priya Gofen a Hefsek? And here the Ramban seems to want to integrate the Bar Priya Gofen into the Bracha itself. He says, Mipnei Shahosif, but at the end of the second line, Lo Pasal, Ella, but rather, Shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Zevizeh. In a sense, what the Ramban is saying here is that when you thank Hashem for creating Priya Gofen, even though that's totally irrelevant to Shechar, nevertheless, it is all integrated into the Shevach of the Bracha, and therefore it's not a Hefsek. So the Ramban basically operates here with two points. Point number one is that since it was Tochidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, he can be Messiah his Bracha and finish up with a Shakol Niyavidvaro. And point number two, says the Ramban, even though Bar Priya Gofen seems to be totally irrelevant and therefore should create a Hefsek in his Bracha, the Ramban says no. He made a declaration and thanked Hashem not only for Shahakol but also for Bar Priya Gofen.
Which is the end of the Gemara that compares bread and tamra. Where it has to force near the tamra is also mazen. It's also sustenance.
I hear.
This is okay.
We'll see how that works in too, because tamra therefore is completely irrelevant. Okay. What I'd like to ask is the following question. What does the Ramban mean when he says that perhaps since he was Messiah the Bracha Shalo Karoi, therefore his Chazorah is not a Chazorah? So Rabosai, I mentioned to you before that in two areas of halacha, namely Eidus and Mekach u'Memkar, the halacha, the principle of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur operates to create both a Hosofa and a Chazor. However, there are many areas in halacha where Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur does not operate. And it's not effective. Does anybody know which areas of halacha it does not work, it does not operate? So I'll mention just a few. Okay? Number one, there's a sugya in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara establishes that with regard to Avodah Zarah, if a person worships Avodah Zarah, with regard to Megadeth, which is a person who curses God, there's no Chazorah Toch Kedei Dibur. Not only that, the Gemara goes even further, and the Gemara establishes that in Kiddushin, there's no Chazorah Toch Kedei Dibur. And in Gerushin, there's no Toch Kedei Dibur. So there are four examples where Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur does not operate. The question is, why not? So the Ran, who's the super commentary on the Nedarim, published on the page, says that Machmas Chomer Ha'inyan Ein Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dom. And the Ramban goes on to explain, what does this mean, Machmas Chomer Ha'inyan? He says that normally, a person allows himself a little bit of time, again, I don't know if he means it consciously or subconsciously, but a little bit of a pause to rethink what he did. I sold you a piece of property, I sold you a cow. I want to give myself time. I haven't yet totally decided. My decision was not what you call a das shlema ugemura. And I allow myself a little time for thinking about it again. However, says the Ran, in certain areas, when a person makes a statement or enters into a contract or a chalos of some sort, it's so chamur, it's such a serious, weighty issue, says the Ran, that his das, he's well deliberated and he's well thought out. His das is a das shlema ugemura, the very moment he did the mice. When a man divorces his wife, and how much more so if he's a Kohen, he's not doing it flippantly. You know, it's not like, well, let me think about it, you know, back and forth, I want to ponder it and vacillate. No, it's an absolute decision. And the same is true for marrying a woman, and the same is true for the severe averis of Mecharef and Megadev and Avodah Zarah.
The logic can go the opposite way. Because it's so chomer, therefore he wants to use the very last moment.
Since it's so chomer, he wanted to give himself a little time to back out. Okay, so but let's just see the answer just to explain why there's no chazor tokhidei dibur in these four cases. I only have the Ran right now. If you can come up with another case, another explanation, fine. But the Ran's explanation is he made an absolute decision. So I was thinking, could that have anything to do with this Ramban and the suffix of the Gemara as the Ramban presents it? True, Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Domui works in many different areas of halacha. However, with regard to bracha, a person has to take his decision seriously. And machmas chomer ayinyan, meaning, you know, we're talking about if it's a bracha of atola violating the iser of lotisa shem Hashem lashav. Perhaps that itself means or should mean that when he recited the bracha, that was his bracha. And as far as his das is concerned, he made that deliberate decision to recite the bracha, weighing, you know, all the inhibitions that he should have felt, and he should have perhaps rethought it. But he decided that that's his bracha. And if that's his bracha, then the Ramban thinks in the second sad, he says, O Dilma Basar Chasima Azlinon Velo Yotza. No, I'm sorry. In the first sad in the Ramban, I keep getting confused, I apologize. He says, Kavon.
First one they both work.
In the first one, he says, Lo Avi Chazor. Okay, maybe what you call the first, I call the second. But you see the words in the Ramban on the third line where he says, Lo Avi Chazor. Those three words.
Which is the first? Which case are you talking about?
I'm talking about the case where he tries to, what he thinks is fixing up his bracha, meaning he tries to substitute Borei Pri HaGofen for Shahakol Niyabidvaro, and Ramban validates in this first tzad, the Shahakol Niyabidvaro. The Lo Avi Chazor L'Posla. So if I ask you the question, well, what do you mean Lo Avi Chazor L'Posla? Why can't he exercise this halacha, this principle of Tokidei Dibur? And what I'm suggesting is that Tokidei Dibur is not a universal halacha. It works in specific areas, halacha, and maybe the exception to the rule is bracha.
But he used it for the first time.
Oh, but in the first one where he's doing what? He's doing an expansion, a hosafa. Remember when we said that Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Dami subdivides into two categories. Okay, let me clarify this. Maybe I didn't speak this out. There's one category, Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, as a hosafa. There's another category of Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Dami as a chazara. And the Ramban wants to say the following. as a hosafa, there's no question in anyone's mind that tokidei dibur kedibur dami could work as a hosafa. But as a chazara, I'm not sure, says the Ramban. Maybe it's too chamur to assume that now we can decide, you know what? I want to invalidate my bracha. What do you mean invalidate your bracha? You mentioned God's name, you took the bracha, and now all of a sudden you want to revoke the bracha? That you can't do. So let's go through the two cases.
Why didn't you say that
by the second one? So let's go through the two cases. In case number one, what I'm suggesting is that Shahakol Niyavidvaro is a hosafa. He's not rejecting what he said before. If he would be rejecting what he said before, then the Ramban says that what he said before becomes a hefsek. But the Ramban says it's not a hefsek. Why isn't it a hefsek? Gam bizu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara gam zu. It means that he's thanking Hashem for creating not only the fruits of the vines, but also everything else in the universe. That's called a hosafa. Says the Ramban, to the extent in which he wants to expand and enhance his thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should work. Well, it saves his bracha, in offense, right? Because again, if he didn't add the Shakol Nivadvaro, the bracha would be a bracha psula. But I'm just suggesting that the reason why Tokidei Diva Kedivra is a power to be reckoned with here in the Reisha, and therefore to be Machshir the bracha, is because he's only adding to his bracha. He's not undermining what he did at the beginning of his bracha. So he made a statement. He decided, you know what? I'd like to thank Hashem not just for this, but also for this. And the Ramban is saying that that doesn't work midin chazara. That's a more, shall we say, fundamental and simple, straightforward halacha of tokidei dibur kedibur dami, which means that I haven't completed what I began. I want to complete it and add something. Oh, but now in this sefer, we get to a different kind of tokidei dibur kedibur. We're not just enhancing or adding what we did, but we're literally removing what we did before. Why? Because what we did before was to create a bracha of what? Of borei pri agafim. No, what's the case now?
Yes, he says,
he says, Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, right? Which is okay, that's good. And now he says, Bori Pri Agafen. Bori Pri Agafen now doesn't enhance, right? It doesn't enhance his bracha. Well, no, again, what I'm suggesting is that it should work as what? As a chazara.
Why does he want it to be a chazara?
Because that's not halacha tokidei dibur. Tokidei dibur allows me to revoke what I said at the beginning and change it.
Why do you want to? You've said the right thing.
Okay, I don't know why he wants to. He made a mistake. But I'm saying there's halacha tokidei dibur kedibur dami, which means the second dibur invalidates the first dibur. So I'm suggesting that in the reisha, when he started with Baruch Pri Agafen, now he decides he wants to expand his Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to expand your Shevach, you don't want it limited to Baruch Pri Agafen, so that's a din of Hosafa Tokidei Dibur. But if you want to change the nature of your bracha, instead of having a bracha that's all encompassing, that thanks Hashem for everything, now you want to hone in on Baruch Pri Agafen, that is already a chazara from your original bracha. You're saying, forget about what I said before, listen to what I'm saying now. And that he can't do, according to one side in the Ramban, because the Ramban is not willing to expand the halach of tokidei dibur in Hilchas Brachos to include a chazara. He's only willing to accept tokidei dibur kedibur dami as a hosafa, but not as a chazara. Why? Because, what do you mean chazara? Were you drunk when you made the bracha? You were serious about it. You were deliberate. You were deliberate about it. Oh, that was a valid bracha. You were deliberate about it. You don't want to play games now with Shem Hashem Lashav, and therefore we'll accept your bracha.
Do we see this distinction between Safa and Chazara in the four examples that you gave us that definitely do not apply? Or is it just being double or nothing?
I don't know of a case. You're right, Sammy. If we came up with a case, we'd have to really study it. Right now I don't have a case.
You're saying you're in brachos, it depends.
Correct. But I don't have a parallel case in Mecharef and Megadef. You know, if all of a sudden he says, oh, I want to bless God instead of what he did before, that's not a hosafa, that's a chazara. And the same thing applies to Gittin and Kedushin. Now, this would be an excellent question that we have to research. I didn't research it. What happens if Toch Kedei Dibur of Gittin and Kedushin, he wants to add a Tanai? So the truth is that Tanai in Gittin the Kedushin is itself considered a Chazor. I'll tell you why. Because basically what he's saying is, until her father pays me 200 zuz, I don't want this Kedushin. So he's not enhancing his Kedushin, but here, this would be a good case. What happens, again, halacha l'maisa, this doesn't work, but just in the theoretical universe, if let's say a man would say, Hareat mekudeshes li l'sher uksus, v'lo la'ona, and then Toch Kedei Dibur says, v'afilu la'ona, that would be a hosafa. The only thing is, in halacha, that doesn't really operate, but it's just a theoretical construct. Okay, Rabbi, so let me try to approach this Ramban from a different perspective. Okay? Whatever we said, and hopefully we'll be able to come back to it, and I hope you followed it, but let's try a different approach. What does it mean, Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, as a Chazara? How does that work? So the Ran understands that I changed my mind. We could explain it differently. That Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is a much more fundamental principle. The Gemara Nedarim that I mentioned to you before on Pei Zion says something pretty way out. At least I find it way out. The Gemara says a man is standing next to someone else who's Nebuchadnezzar on his deathbed, and he cuts kriya right before the man expires, and the man dies Toch Kedei Dibur, and the Gemara says Yatzei Yidei Chovas Kriya. Again, you might ask, "Why? Well, let him rip again." Okay, he ran out of space to rip. Whatever the case is, you know, in Gemara, that's the way it is. You know, the Gemara always takes theoretical constructs. Right? He cut kriya, and lo and behold, as Gishtarbin Toch Kedei Dibur, the man died. So Gemara says Yatzi Dechovasa. Why? Because Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. What is going on here? Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, this has nothing to do with the Ran's business that he wants to allow himself time to be Choserbo. He's rethinking. He's vacillating, deliberating. No. What has it got to do with? It's a brand new halacha. And that halacha is that my maisa is not complete until after Toch Kedei Dibur. The maisa itself, regardless of das and all his vacillations back and forth, the maisa itself is only chal after Toch Kedei Dibur. For a few split seconds, the halacha views your maisa as living in some sort of virtual reality in the twilight zone. You know, it's mitla v'tol. And when does it land? When does it toface? After Toch Kedei Dibur. Oh, if that be the case, then the Misa and the Toch Kedei Dibur of the Kriya took place simultaneously, because his Misa Kriya is only Chal as a Misa after Toch Kedei Dibur, which was already post Yumis, right? Post Misa, and therefore he's Yotzi Dechovos. Why do I mention this to you? Because I'm thinking the following. That in every case of Toch Kedei Dibur, we have to ask, is there a Maisa that begins, but halachically Al Pidin is not clinched, it's not complete, until after Toch Kedei Dibur? Let's go through it. Let's take the case of Haggadah Eidus. At what moment is the Haggadah Eidus chal and validated as a complete Haggadah Eidus? The answer is Toch Kedei Dibur. Even though, you know, if you separate T1 and T2 by a few split seconds, his Haggadah, his Maisa Haggadah was T1, nevertheless Al Pidin, the Maisa Haggadah only completes itself at time T2. And the same thing applies in the kinyan, in mekahu memka. The kinyan is withheld, so to speak, until a few seconds later through Tokyo de Diva Kinti.
And therefore he's got a chance to change his mind.
And therefore he has a chance to change his mind. Why? Because basically, what is Chazor Tokdei Dibur? It means that my mice is incomplete. And as long as my mice is incomplete, I have the ability to undermine my mice. Now I want to ask the following question. What about Bruch? Let's fast forward to our suit. Yesh Lachar, I don't know. Does the Allah of Tokdei Dibur Kedibur Dummy apply to a Bracha? Do I have a right to say, in the first side, that my Maisa Bracha is suspended in midair, and it only lands after Tokedei Dibur? Or shall I say that name? With regard to a Maisa Bracha, my Maisa Bracha is complete. It's not like Kriya Al Hameis, where the Kriya itself extends itself. My Maisa Bracha completes itself immediately, the very second that I completed my Bracha. And if we read this, and I think, Michael, maybe this was you were pointing this out, in the language of the Ramban says on the third of the wide lines, just to review it again, recall the case that he recited, Shahakal Niyavidvaro. Now he says, Bar Priya Gofen. He says, Siem Shalokaroi, right, the Bar Priya Gofen is inappropriate, Lo Havi Chazor Leposla. I'm sorry, because if you rewind a little, Yatza, why? Shekvar Hishlim Berchaso Kehalacha. Yeah, what do you mean Hishlim Berchaso Kehalacha? That's correct, literally, but what happened to Tokenei Dibur? Kvar, the word kvar means it's already too late. Why? Because Hishlim Berchaso Kehalacha. All right, it's Hishlim Berchaso Kehalacha. But there's Halacha Tokenei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So what do you tell me, Kvar Hishlim HaBracha Kehalacha? What I'd like to suggest is what the Ramban in this tzad is pointing us in the direction to say that with regard to bracha, there is no such halacha of extending the ma'aser bracha, extending the chalos cheftish of bracha. No, immediately once the bracha is shlema kehilchasa, the bracha is chal, and there's no room for chazara. Oh, Dilma. Now let's see the second side of the Ramban. Afilu bizu basa chasim azlin and velo yata. So what is the Ramban saying now? See, here I'm very confused. I'm at a crossroads here in the Ramban. Either the Ramban means that even a maisa bracha is incomplete until after Tokedei Dibur, and therefore his chasima now is powerful, is meaningful to undermine his bracha and invalidate the bracha because he says Baruch Priya Gofen, or no. What the Ramban means is something totally different. That Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is a different kind of halach. It's not a halach that I have to extend the maisa. I have to ask myself, at what point is this maisa complete? It's already created the bracha and it's too late to do anything. No. What the Ramban is saying is that I created the bracha, and therefore I have the right to revoke the bracha. This is what we call, again, I'm not equating this, I'm just borrowing a phrase, just symbolically, hapesh asur hapesh hiti. When I start something, I have a right to say, you know what? Give me a chance to revoke it and to rescind it. That's called toch kedei dibur kedibur. So again, in the first side of the Ramban is saying, name, the halacha of Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami means that my mice is incomplete, dumya de kriya al meso, and therefore he has the right to say, I want to rescind my mice because it hasn't yet been tofes. And then the Ramban says, but that doesn't make any sense with regard to brachos, because the bracha is complete immediately when he recites the bracha, and it's a perfectly good bracha. Oh, Dilma, says the Ramban, the halacha of Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is a different kind of halacha. It's based on the fact that I have the right to rescind what I created. After all, where do you get this maisa from? You got it from me. I decided I don't want it. I have a right to say, whatever I did, I want to invalidate as long as it's toch kedei dibur kedibur. Okay, let's go on to the Ramban.
What does that mean? This is from the second example. So it's beer, he said shakol, and this is Bregir Goffin, and you follow the second.
Right.
Now what?
Now he's recited a bracha of Atola, and he has to restart the bracha again. Correct. That's called lo yotza. Toshma, says the Ramban.
Don't we have in his brachas accepted the
gomer
that you
took to the Yibor? I don't know. Again, if you're quoting the Mishnah Berurah, I plead the fifth. I don't know. I'm just learning the sugya. I didn't.
Those of us who say brach on the Shoyan Shorosh say brach Shenkel on the Huzumir Amorah.
Right.
Why?
I mean, it's a chazor, it's aloch and chazor, you say?
It's if you say a brach of Atola, which it could be according to Rambam Negra, so you say Baruch Shem Kavod to be Mavatel, the Bracha Levatov, so to speak.
Right, but I don't know.
And has to be Tokedei Dibur.
But I don't know, Rabbi, that's halacha of Chazara Tokedei Dibur. I think that's a different kind of halacha. That's halacha that my Bracha should be related to some sort of glorification of God's name, and therefore it's not Motzi Shem Shemayim Levat Tola. That's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. I don't think it's Halach of Chazorah. I'm just worried about the fact that I made a bracha Shein Etzricha, and therefore I can link up my bracha. I would say maybe it's Halach of Hosafa. That can be a good example of Hosafa, where I embellish my thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, God, not only did you give me the mitzvah tefillin, but I also want to glorify your name. So maybe that's Halach of Hosafa. Keep in mind, the Ramban never doubts Hosafa in Brachos.
That's not Hosafa to the first bracha.
Well, again, you know, we have to integrate it to the Chasima, because otherwise, if we leave the Psicha and the Chasima disjointed, then we're stuck with a violation of Tisa Hashem Hashem L'shah. So I have to somehow integrate them. The Tokedei Dibur Kedibur, like, I'll give you an example of Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami as an integration, which we didn't even speak about. In Hilchus Eidus, the Rambam says the following: what happens if you have four Eidim? Let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and they testified, all four of them, that somebody killed somebody, and now two Eidim come in and say Mono Ayisam. So, do they have to be Mazim all four Eidim, or is enough that Mazim two out of the four Eidim? So the Rambam says the following. It all depends on Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. He says the following: Hayu ha'edim shlosha, or afilu mea, im ha'edu v'bezdin zachar zev, ha'edu kol echa mehem achar chaveru Tokedei Dibur, ve'huzmu miktsasam, is enam ne'noshim ad shiyazumu kula, right? Ad shiyazumu kula. Aval im haya hefzik bein zeh lezeh, yesem ikedei Dibur, shu kishay l'shom talmid l'rav, v'ray nechuk ha'edusam, והשניים שהוזמו בני נושים והשניים האחרים שהיו בין דברי הפסק אין נושים. So he's saying the following, the Rambam, that the halacha of Tokedei Dibur Kedibur means that two things that took place within Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, again under very qualified, controlled, experimental conditions, are simultaneous. What creates the simultaneity such that the third aid testified simultaneous with the first two, and therefore he's integrated to the same kat? That's called Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. What undermines that simultaneity, and therefore it separates the first kat from the third day to the fourth day to the fifth, is li'achar Tokedei Dibur Kedibur. So again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but what the Ramban is saying here as a Dover Poshet, here the Ramban doesn't vacillate, namely that the Hosafa of an additional thanks to Hashem, enhancing and expanding my thanks, could take place, and that halacha, even in brachas you can have halacha of Hosafa, that's me din Tokedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. I can't just enhance my thanks to Hashem and expand my bracha to include Shahakal Nia B'dvaro if there's no tol kedei diver kedivar dami, because it's liachar kedei diver kedivar dami. It's like the two edim that testified, and then the third aid came in later. There's no azoma. The reason here is in brachos, if the bar priya gofen is chal on sheichar geendik period, and then after tol kedei diver kedivar dami wants to add shakol niv dvaro, there's no way that he can integrate that brach of bar priya gofen together with the shakol niv dvaro. What allows him to link the two is the tol kedei diver kedivar dami. And for that matter, if Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso works in a similar kind of way, which I don't know if it does, but it expands and enhances his bracha, then it has to be Tol Kedei Diber Kedivar Dami of the original bracha. All right, Rabosei, let's see what we can do now with the Toshma. Toshma, the Amrinon, Shachris, just 1 second, it's a long line. Shachris, Pasach biyotzer or correct? V'siyim b'marav harovim lo yotza. Pirish. Again, this is Ramban l'shitoso. Shebirech habrocha kula biyotzer or, meaning the entire brach, including the chasima. It gets a little tricky, the language of the Ramban, but including the chasima. And then v'chasam hamarav harovim havile, it's equivalent to nokat Kisa, oh, I'm sorry. So what happened over here? The first case is Lo Yotza. What happened? His chasima was Mariv Arof. Tahavile nokat kasa de shichra upasach de shichra v'siyim b'de chamra, and therefore Lo Yotza. So far so good. Okay. Aval pasach b'mariv arofin. Ubirech kula b'shel arvis v'chasam ba baruch ato Hashem yotzer hamaoros yotza. Okay, this is shachris. Dahavilei pasach b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshichra. Fine. So what does this have to do with our suffix, where he started with a shakol nivedvaro, and then he adds bari priya gofen? He says ktani mias resha lo yatsa, meaning in the first case where his chasima was marav haravim, he's not yotze. Shma min abasar chasima azlinon. Now wait a minute. Before we go on, I mean, a pedagogue has to stop here and call your attention to the fact that the Ramban at this point makes no sense. Obviously, we have to read the next line in the Ramban. Because how could the Ramban say, Shma mino basar chasima hazlinon? Basar chasima hazlinon, we were wondering, after he recited a sha'akol niya bidvaro kihilchasa, now he, in essence, might be invalidating his bracha by extending it with a bar priya gofen. That's not this case. This case, his chasima was Marav Haravim. So what have you proven from that as far as our suffix? Ukiritone al kol echa chasima. Park hasam ika bracha b'chasima. Oh. So what's this all about? Klomar. Liolam emelecha b'posach b'deshichra. Adeshichra. Afal gav the siyim b'dechamer yotzel fishikvar nishlema berchasol gamri. My the Omar basar hachi. Then he goes and he says bore pri hagofen. Says the Ramban mili dichdininu. It's meaningless. Afal gav the toibu leslan bavel bebraisa kaven sheyesh b'hem yesh ba chasima. Adayin mitorif habrachasu v'chol zman sheshina lo yatsa umiu b'seif afagav sheshina b'psicha yatsa shakol holeich achar chasima sheyesh lo bracha. Okay, so in order to explain this Ramban, we would have to go through the next 15 lines here in the Ramban. Let me just try to give you the punchline. We have a principle in halacha that kol hamarich kol hamakatzer b'madeya shetov l'chachamim lo asa kilchas. In other words, it's not proper to take a bracha rucha and shorten it and make it into a bracha ktsar. So Ramban is mechadish that principle is only lechatchila. But b'di'evet, you could be yotzei a bracha arucha with a bracha ktsara, as long as it mentions the theme of the bracha, even though it's very short and abridged, you could be yotzei. Oh. So the Ramban says the following. He says that, let's say, just 1 second, he starts the Nusach with Yotzer Or. And then when he gets to the Chasima Sabrocha, he's Messiah Marav Arovin. So Ramban says that proves, since he's not Yotzer, that in the Havamin of the Gemara, that there's a din of Azlin Basar Chasima Tokhidei Dibur. That means that there is such a thing as Chazara. And in the case where he recites Bore Pri Agofen at the end, he undermines his brach. Okay. That's the Hav Hamina of the Gemara. Then the Gemara rejects this Hav Hamina, and the Gemara says that's a different halacha. So let's just try to understand first and foremost the Hav Hamina of the Gemara. So the Ramban says the following. That he started with Yotzer Or, correct? But what was his chasima? It was Marav Haravin. Lo Yotzer. Shmamino Azlin and Basar Chasima. What do you mean Shmamino Azlin and Basar Chasima? Azlin and Basar Chasima is when he started a bracha kilchasa, and now he adds and undermines his bracha. Here, Baruch Ata Hashem Marav Haravin. So the Ramban holds, no. Since he would be Yotzei B'di'evet even without the Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'arav HaRofim. And why? Because even if he converted a Bracha Rucha into a Bracha Ktsara, means he didn't add the Chasima, he's Yotzei B'di'evet. Now when he adds the Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'arav HaRofim, then we have to operate with the principle of Azlin and Basar Chasima, which means, according to Ramban, Chazorah Tov Kedei Dibur. So you see, says the Gemara in the Havamina, that Chazorah Tov Kedei Dibur is meaningful. And therefore, he can, if he starts with Shakol Ni'avidvaro, and then he continues with Bori Pri Agofen, the Bori Pri Agofen now serves as a Chazorah, it's Oker, the Shakol Ni'avidvaro, and Azlin and Bas Chasim and Loliot. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Again, it's all based on the Rabban Lashitoso, that even though he completed his bracha with Marav Aravim, nevertheless he could have been Yotze even without the Chasima. Dalmiyok, he cut out the Chasima, he could be Yotze with a bracha kitzah. And the Gemara rejects it. So let's just suggest the following. When the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that there's a perfectly good analogy, the Gemara was vacillating as to what the status of a bracha is, as far as Tokhidei Dibur. Is there a halacha of Chazorah Tokhidei Dibur? And as we said, based on the Ran in Masechta Nedarim, the Gemara thinks maybe there's no halacha of Chazorah Tokhidei Dibur in a bracha because he's mentioning God's name. And when he mentions God's name, he has a tremendous fear of the Iser Lav of Lotisa, and therefore he comes to a definite, deliberate decision. And there's no room for saying, well, he wanted to leave himself room, you know, to vacillate and to change his mind. No, there's no such thing in brachas. Ah. If that be the case, then when he recites Marav Aravim, then the reason why he's Yotzei is because there's no chazara in brachos. Now, the Gemara wants to suggest that whether or not there should be chazor in brachos should determine whether he's yotze in the case where he recited yotze amoros, but he concluded the bracha with Meir Varovin. If you're saying that he's not yotze, why isn't he yotze? After all, the bracha was a perfectly good bracha. Again, b'di'evet. According to the Ramban Shita, through the yotzer hamaoros as a bracha ktsara, why isn't he yotze when he concludes his bracha with Meir Varovin? The only possible answer could be that Azlin and Basar Chasima, which according to the Ramban's logic is identical with Chazor Tokhidei Dibur, is doch, you see that Chazor Tokhidei Dibur operates within the context of bracha, not like your Havamina, your Svara, that with regard to bracha, like Magadef and Avodizara, it's so chomer bienov that there is no possibility of chazara. There is chazara tok kedei dibur in brachos. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, there's no proof. Why? Because this whole svara of chomer bienov is not relevant to our discussion. Our discussion focuses on one question only. Does he have the right to create a chazor toch kedei dibur? And the answer is depends. If his maisa bracha is complete, then there's no toch kedei dibur. If on the other hand there's halacha of, well, I made the bracha, I created it, and therefore I can destroy it, hu mosiv lo, hu mefarik lo, then that should work even by brachos. Says the Gemara, if that be the case, you have no proof from Meir of Aravim. Because in the case of Meir of Aravim, your chasimas habracha is coming to undermine a bracha that's a bracha kshera. And we believe that even though, with regard to Borei Pri HaGofen, you have the ability to undermine your bracha, and there is such a thing, it could be that there is such a thing as what? As Chazor Toch Kedei Dibur, because you were the one who made the bracha, you can undermine it. Not so in the case of Meir of HaRavim, because in the case of Meir of HaRavim, you already have a bracha Ktsara that you were Yotze with because of Yotze HaMa'oros. So Rabbosai, we're going to stop here. What I'd like you to do is, if you can, take a look at the Ramban at the end of this piece, and then flip the page to the other side, and you will see a discussion in the Ran. Again, this is not such a simple matter that the Ran has a Rambam, which is not our Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. It's the Ran's own take on the Rambam, and it's similar to but different than the Ramban. So you're on the Vav Amin Al Pidapi Arif, and three paragraphs up from the bottom, Dibra Maschil Viharambam. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you've already... I rushed a little bit on the shlug-up of the Gemara, why the Gemara rejects that raya. Let me just clarify that. In the case where he messed up with a chazara, in other words, he started very well with Bar Priya, with Shakal Niyadvar, and then he continued with Bar Priya Gofen, there it could very well be that there is no chazara. The chazara is meaningless. The Maisa Bracha and the Chalos Chatzal Bracha is complete, and he doesn't have the power to undermine it and to revoke it. In the case of Yotzer Ma'oros, where Chasim was Yotzer Ma'oros, he's not Yotze. That's not Midin Chazara, but rather that's because the Yotzer Ma'oros is integrated into the very fabric of his bracha. And the reason for that is because this is a bracha arucha. True that b'dievet could be yotze even with a bracha ktsara had he dropped the chesima, but since lechatchila, the way that the madbeah in which the rabbanim were misaken, the nusach habracha includes the yotze amaros, the chesima therefore is an integral part of the bracha, and therefore, within the context of the bracha, he hasn't yet completed his maisa bracha. The cheftz of the bracha is not mushlam yet, and the halacha tokadei dibur kedibur dor applies. So when do we need a criterion to answer the following question: when is the maisa bracha and the cheftz of bracha, shall we say, mitla toli biaver? It's still suspended in midair. It's not yet clinched. It's not yet completed. And when is it completed? And the answer is that if the bracha stands on its own kehogen, that's the way it was established, the nuscha bracha, the matbea bracha of the chachamim, and you completed that matbea, after that it's bichdi. The maisa bracha is complete. There's no room for akira. There's no room for tokedei dibur. But if the bracha itself is not yet completed, then kol zman, as long as you're involved in the maisa bracha, in the process of creating a cheftz shel bracha, you can exercise your rights, so to speak, of tokedei dibur as an akira, and you can be okay the bracha. So in the case of yotzer, where he completes the bracha with Meir of Aravim, since the Meir of Aravim is very much relevant and very much integrated into his bracha, until he enunciates that chasima, the maisa bracha and the cheftzal bracha is not complete, and therefore there's room for chazara tokedei dib. Okay, we'll stop here.